Proclamation number 4821 of 21st of January, 1950. Grace of Inner Enlightenment. The grace of inner enlightenment proves the right relationship with me, otherwise my spirit could not express itself in the human being, for the child can only hear the Father's voice where it has entered into the right relationship with the Father. As spiritual living beings with consciousness and free will, you humans carry a tiny spark of my Spirit of God within you. Yet as long as you are isolated from me, your will is not yet directed towards me. But until then this spiritual spark is inactive. It slumbers in an envelope which makes its activity impossible, because divine strength does not forcefully assert itself but only becomes effective when it no longer finds resistance. And even if I am in you to a certain extent, because this spiritual spark is my share, you still cannot feel anything from me as long as you don't want to feel anything. Only your will creates the right state. Only your will has to establish the right relationship between child and father. Then the union of the spiritual spark with the Father Spirit will also be established, and then the child will hear every expression of the Father through the Spirit within itself. But anyone who approaches the Father as a child also does his will, and thus a person's way of life who wants to hear my voice within himself must also correspond to my will, and anyone who does the Father's will also has his love, which again affects the soul as strength and helps it to attain perfection. The strength now expresses itself in the form of my word, in enlightened thinking and speaking, in the ability to receive my word and to be the proclaimer of my word to fellow human beings again. Everything the human being does for the kingdom of God, every spiritual work, is the evidence of inflowing strength from me, which is therefore utilized in the work for me and my kingdom and results in increased maturity of soul for the human being himself. Hence you should not expect a physical feeling of strength when the supply of strength is mentioned. Instead, you must consider your spiritual development, the progress in knowledge, the gift of teaching or enlightening fellow human beings as the effect of the transmission of strength from me, and then you will also recognize the truth of my word and draw strength from the word itself, because it secures increased knowledge for you, with which you can again be eagerly active for my kingdom. But the supply of strength is also noticeable physically, because I increase every child's earthly strength if it wants to use this strength for the Father. Even if my servants on earth are not spared the tests of faith, I will not let them become incapable of work by diminishing their vitality. For their tasks are important and their help for their fellow human beings urgently necessary. Therefore I also provide my servants on earth with earthly strength so that they can also carry out the work in my vineyard. For the last days require fit and faithful workers who are so intimately united with me that I can work in them through the Spirit. For they shall serve as an example to all who are willing to establish the right relationship with me, to all who want to come to the Father as children and speak to Him. They shall give evidence that the Father is inclined towards every child which comes to Him in love and lives in accordance with His will. For my love longs for the creations which came forth from me and which I eternally don't want to lose. Amen.